Playing with Fire by Kerry Wilkinson. Read by Becky Hindley. Chapter 1. Andrew Hunter put his feet on the desk and leant back in his chair. In what was a less than impressive office, the chair was worth more than the rest of the furniture put together. The estate agent's advert had enthusiastically declared the place came fully furnished, which, Andrew had to admit, it did. Up to a point. What the advert hadn't revealed was that the furnishings were apparently part of a job lot of junk being cleared out from a school. He had already paid the deposit to secure the space when he realised the underside of the thick wooden table that served as his desk was plastered with dried chewing gum and felt-tip declarations that Ian is bent. Among other things, Ian certainly seemed to have a very varied sexual appetite. The chair he'd inherited had a dreadful blue canvas covering, and the back wouldn't stay fixed in place. As part of a lavish exhibition of spending, which he hoped at the time would impress prospective clients, he bought a brand new leather-backed seat, which the website dubbed the Big Daddy of office chairs. It didn't mention that it came flat-packed, which somewhat took away from Andrew's enjoyment at receiving it. 2 days later, he finally managed to relax in the height of luxury. Well, it would have been if he could have figured out how to make it go up and down. Andrew pushed back into his new purchase and wondered why he once thought a chair would be enough to woo clients. Then he jumped as someone rapped hard on the frosted glass of his office. He tried to spin around but somehow mixed up his limbs, catching his knee hard on the solid wood of the desk. He shouted, "Come in!" at the same time stifling a swear word and rubbing his knee. A man in a sharp, perfectly fitting grey suit entered the office. He was somewhere in his late 50s, possibly early 60s, and had a bright pink tie with matching handkerchief sticking out from his jacket pocket. His grey hair was immaculately swept backwards, while his 6-foot-plus height made Andrew, with his 5-foot-8 frame, feel instantly insecure. Andrew watched his visitor peer from one side of the office to the other, taking in the white, largely empty walls and potted plant in the corner before turning to face him. It was pretty clear that he was underwhelmed. "Is this Andrew Hunter's office?" he asked abruptly. Andrew stood, trying not to wince from the pain in his knee. "I'm Andrew," he said, stretching out a hand. The man gripped it firmly. "You're a private investigator?" Yes, Andrew replied, wondering if he could match the iron handshake. He couldn't, and the man quickly released him. "I'm Harley Todd," the man said, still looking around. "You're definitely the Andrew Hunter." Andrew wondered if his fame, or lack of, had somehow preceded him. "I am Andrew Hunter, yes. I'm a private investigator. Can I help you?" He pointed towards the chair on the opposite side of the desk, the blue canvas one he had rejected for himself. Harley edged around the table, as if making a special effort not to touch anything. Andrew didn't think his office was dirty, but it was somewhat sparse. Aside from the two chairs, the large desk and his computer, there was an empty bookshelf, the potted plant he had inherited and kept forgetting to water, and a stack of boxes which contained junk he didn't have room for in his flat. To prospective clients, he figured the closed boxes might seem as if they contained vital paperwork. The fact they didn't was something they didn't need to know. Light spilled through the window, partially obscured by the boxes, glinting from the man's expensive-looking cufflinks. Harley carefully sat in the chair, instantly annoyed as the backrest fell backwards. "Sorry about that," Andrew said. "I'm waiting on a replacement. Delivery companies, hey?" It was a lie, which Harley didn't seem convinced by. He certainly didn't respond to Andrew's light-hearted chuckle. "I'm not sure this is what I expected," Harley said. His voice was full of authority, the type of terrifying tone that made Andrew think of teachers and parents, or worse, his former father-in-law. "I can assure you I run a very professional service," Andrew said, only half believing his words. He swiveled slightly in his chair, wondering if the Big Daddy would impress his prospective client. If it did, then the man hid it well.